Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on September 16 regarding Ricky, R-I-C-K-Y, Fountain, F-O-U-T-A-A-I-N. Ricky Fountain is a 59-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 6-1-20, but on that occasion he was lifting over 100-pound boxes onto the back of a truck and believes he injured his lower back, left arm, and left leg. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, it would seem that he may have just been lifting one particular box with the onset of symptoms. Period, he had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a diagnosis of severe inflammation and sciatica. Period, he accepted 4 injections without relief. Period, he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, new paragraph per his claim petition. Mr. Fountain alleged he was lifting boxes and injured his lower back and left leg. Period, treatment records show he was seen at Concentra on 6-9-20. Period, he was at a location and had to pick up 100 boxes, carry each box to the truck, lift it and place it in the truck repetitively. Here the boxes had different weights, between 30 and 35 pounds. Here he started feeling pain in the lower back, progressively worsening as he was doing the lifting and carrying. Here that was his last stop for the day. Here he had a history of hidradenitis suppurativa with surgical excision. Period. He was examined and underwent lumbar spine x-rays that showed no acute findings. Period. He was rendered diagnosis of lumbar pain and lumbar sprain and was begun on medications and referred for physical therapy and activity modification. Period. He followed up through 6-22-20 when his pain level on the lumbar spine was 7/10. Period. The anticipated maximum improvement date would be on 7-9-20. Period. He was to use perform pain relieving gel and hot and cold compresses. Period. Paragraph, Mr. Fountain was seen on 6-11-20 by Dr. Pagliaro, P-A-G-L-I-A-R-O. Period, he noted the petitioner was seen in the emergency room that day and could return to work in 3 days. Period, Mr. Fountain had a lumbar MRI done on 7-14-20 to be inserted here. Period, new paragraph. He was then seen at MedExpress on 7-27-20. Period, their medical excuse form is a poor, barely legible copy. Period, it seems to indicate he was able to return to work with no restrictions effective 7-30-20. Period, new paragraph. On 8-12-20, the petitioner presented himself to the emergency room complaining of pain in the lower back radiating to the posterior thigh on the left side after sitting in his truck for a long time. Period, he did not have any bowel or bladder dysfunction. Period, he had a history of a prior back problem. Period, he had a similar issue 2 months ago. Saw an orthopedist, and had an MRI which showed degeneration. Period. His diagnosis, he was found not to have any focal neurologic deficits. Period. X-ray evaluation was not indicated on the basis of the patient's history and physical exam period. He was going to use Motrin, comma, Flexeril, comma, and Lidoderm patches, period. His medications included amlodipine for high blood pressure, comma, omeprazole, comma, tamsulosin, comma, doxycycline, comma, fluticasone, comma, and gemfibrozil, period. He was then treated and released, but he was going to follow up with his primary care physician and given orthopedic instructions, period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal, spine cervical. Inspection revealed a forward health posture with no scores, period. Active flexion was to 50 degrees, comma. Extension 35 degrees, comma. Rotation right 65 degrees and left 60 degrees, comma. Side bending right 30 degrees and left full to 45 degrees, period. He was tender at the... Scratch that. He had spasm of the trapezii bilaterally in the absence of spasm, where there was no tenderness or spasm of the paracervical musculature or in the midline. Parathoracic, normal, lumbosacral. He changed positions fluidly. He was able to squat to 60 degrees and rise. Period range of motion was full in all spheres with extension generating relief. Period there was mild tenderness palpation of the left lower paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none in the right or in the midline. The rest of that is normal. And actually going back to extremities lower, inspection revealed an 8.5 by 5.5 rectangular donor graft site scar on the anterior right thigh relative to his hidradenitis suppurativa surgery. This scar had a geometric texture and was hyperpigmented. Period. Impressions. On 6/1/20, Ricky Fountain was performing his normal job duties, including lifting numerous boxes onto the back of a truck, period. However, he became symptomatic at that time and went to urgent care 8 days later, period. He was quickly diagnosed with soft tissue injuries and referred to physical therapy, period. He presented himself to Dr. Pagliara at the emergency room, who kept him out of work. Period. He had a lumbar MRI on 7/14/20 that showed only degenerative changes. Period. He then was seen at MedExpress, who authored another work excuse note. Period. Finally, he presented himself to the emergency room on 8/12/20 when no diagnostics were deemed necessary. Period. He paragraphed the current exam, found Mr. Fountain to be muscular, consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities, period. He had full range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy, period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back or left leg, period. New paragraph, and we'll have to move this to the history section. He also evidently was seen at Princeton Orthopedics on 11/11/20, period. At that time, Dr. Mizrachi, M-I-Z-R-A-C-H-I, noted a history of low back pain with no numbness, tingling, weakness, fever, chills, bowel or bladder incontinence. But he was not interested in radio frequency ablation, and he was deemed not to be a surgical candidate. But the diagnosis was that of lumbar facet arthropathy. But Dr. Mizrachi recommended MOBIC, comma, physical therapy, comma, and follow up in a few weeks. Paired the lumbar MRI done on 7/14/20 was evidently unauthorized, period. And that is the end.